glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross.
I have stood beside the ocean, heard the mighty breakers roar. I've been dwarfed by lofty mountains, watched the mighty eagle soar. Just to think this same Creator blew his breath into the sod. In an instant a soul was fashioned in the image of God. Created in his image, his likeness is mine. Though conceived in earthly fashion, I've been born of the divine. There's no hill that I can't conquer while I tread this earthly sod. For I was made in the image, the image of God. I have stood beside the cradle, marveled at the gentle grace. God can give a newborn baby, show his glory in his face. I have felt those little fingers, and I sense a touch of God. Then I knew a soul so perfect was not destined for the sod. Created in his image, his likeness is mine. Though conceived in earthly fashion, I've been born of the divine. There's no hill that I can't conquer while I tread this earthly sod. For I was made in the image of God. For I was made in the image, the
Last week we began a study from Philippians chapter 2. In our text, which we read a portion of at the beginning of our program, the apostle directs every believer to Jesus as the perfect example for us to follow. And in this context, it is the humble, obedient servant nature that we are to emulate. Our study last week considered primarily reminders that the apostle Paul shared with the Christians of Philippi, helping us to reflect upon the encouragement and the comfort from being united with Christ and with one another in Christ. We are covered by His precious blood and are aware that our sins and transgressions have been cleansed. We do not stand before God fearful of a coming judgment. As believers, we find comfort in knowing that we are dearly loved by our Creator. We were also reminded by the Apostle's words of the presence of God's Spirit living within us, and under His influence we are guided into a likeness of Christ. Such qualities as gentleness, tenderness, and compassion that He exemplified for us become part of our very nature. And above everything else, the Apostle wanted to admonish every one of us who follow Jesus to imitate His nature as a humble, faithful, and obedient servant. I read the Apostle's words as a plea. I understood him to be calling every disciple into a likeness of our Lord. It cannot be read as something optional. His introductory thoughts lead us to know that because we have the blessings of being redeemed by Christ, united with Him, we should respond by being like Jesus. And in particular, in this context, that means being a humble and obedient servant. And this is how Jesus is portrayed, not only by the apostles' description in this text, but in the record of the Gospels as well. Jesus said of Himself, "I have not come to be served, but to serve." He prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, "Not my will, but yours be done." In answer to some questions and accusers against Him, Jesus, in His teaching, said, "I have come to do the will of my Father who has sent me." The servant nature of Jesus is clearly seen as we search for Him and for His teachings in the New Testament. A perfect example of the obedient nature of Jesus is when He comes to John to be baptized in the Jordan. We know that Jesus did not need John's baptism. He was not a sinner. He had no sin for which he should repent. And John was reluctant to baptize Jesus, saying that Jesus should be baptizing him. But Jesus explains to John that they should do this to fulfill all righteousness. It was a matter of doing God's will. Jesus knew He needed to provide an example, so He willingly submitted to John's baptism, and the voice of God testified at that time of Christ's sonship and the Father's pleasure in His Son. The words spoken were this, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." And so Jesus pleased the Father because He was faithful and perfectly obedient. The role of a servant is not nearly as visible to us in our world today as it was when Paul penned these inspired words. In the first century Roman world, nearly half of all people were enslaved in some way or another to others. There may have been at least, if not more, than half of the Christians in Philippi who were considered servants or slaves. However, in our democracy and free world, the idea of and the role of a servant is far removed from us. When Paul explains that Jesus willingly took the place of a servant when He left heaven and became flesh, the Christians knew a lot about what it meant to be found in that place on earth. Perhaps it was easier for those brothers and sisters in the Lord to appreciate the choice that Jesus made to not be God, but to surrender His rightful place to become human. But not just a human who had power, wealth, recognition, and honor. He came to live in a very humble state. He took on the role of a servant. We're challenged by Paul's instructions to have the very same attitude that Jesus had when He relinquished His place in the Godhead, making Himself nothing. One version says that Jesus emptied Himself. That seems to be the message that comes from this text for us who are willing and wanting to be Christians. I think of the words Jesus said to a crowd of folks one day. He told them that whoever wanted to become His disciple would have to deny himself, take up his cross, and follow Him. The very first thing mentioned is self-denial. This could not be anything different than what Jesus did to become the Savior of the world. He first had to deny Himself. Part of the salvation process is for us, who are lost sinners, to come and surrender our will to the Lord's will. The call of repentance is a call to change our direction. It happens when we choose to have the same attitude that Christ had. This is not something that happens once, only once, when we choose to come to Jesus for salvation. Paul writes to disciples who were serving the Lord in the congregation at Philippi, this is a perpetual decision of yielding ourselves to the Lord. Is that something that describes your life today? We need to be identified with Jesus because we are a servant. And first, we are a servant to God. And second, a servant to others. And that will identify us with Jesus.
Oh Lord, you're beautiful. Your face is all I seek. And when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. Oh Lord, you're beautiful. Your face is all I seek. And when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.